We are learning Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis. We are starting 9 lines from the top of Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis. The beginning of the line, the word is Katle. We're starting the end of the line for Amar Rava. For Amar Rava, a memra that we had in Maseches Baba Metzia, not long ago. For Amar Rava, Mikri Yenuka, which is a Rebbe, a Cheder Rebbe, who teaches children. Shasla is someone who plants trees for money. Tavcha is Sheichet. Umna. Tavcha umva umna is a maker's dam, v'sapa masa a barber, kulam kimisarim lavla or Rashi attaches it means something. Barber here Rashi attaches it means a cipher. Sefer masa is a cipher. Kulam kimutarim va'im de ninu. The musarim they're warned, they're pre-warned, which means what Rashi says that if they make a mistake, they are losing, they're being removed from their post. They have no warning. It's already pre-warned. If you may mess up, then you get removed. Why? Because these are mistakes. They can't be undone. Klal de milsa kol pseidle have a hada musav imru. Any mistake that can't be undone musav imru. Let's go through all the things. Mikri inuka is called something that won't be undone. Of course, kimish avesta al. Now, who says this memra? By the way, Rava. Does anyone remember what Rava said on Amud Aleph? We can look. Rava said on Amud Aleph that if you have a garis and daik, who do you use the garis? Why? Because shabesta memela nafka. And here he says that you can't fix up the mistake. Mamash apella. So Baruch Hashem, we have Taisvis. Taisvis has the kasha. Mikri dadik is a Taisvis. Pirz a kuntris. Ba makabel av psei lehadra. So shabeshto kim da al. Because of the read, the rava gufei is slay le'el. The shabeshto meil an afka. They frak Taisvis. Simple Taisvis. The Taisvis tar is a pella. Oy mari. They have a psei dad lehadra. You know why? The oysa shah shem alamid lehem tayas. He mevatlim. Va oysa shah yech lach lehelam. Every minute of your life, you can't be replaced. The most precious thing is time. If you made them a mistake, go to fix the mistake. But that time of the mistake was a waste of time. And you can never return the time. Never return the time. That same Rebbe who taught me about Noisa Shech Levine also said, the worst expression you can ever say is kill time. Kill time? It's like taking $1 billion and flushing it down the toilet. That made the time. Time can't be replaced. $1 million can be replaced and $1 billion can be replaced in a second. It's not a big deal. Win one lottery, it's $1 billion back. Time can never be replaced. And that's what he's teaching us. Because of that, it's something that can't be come back. Kulam kumasarim, yeah. So these people are all like that. So that's the first thing was Mikri Yanuka. The second thing was Shasla's planting. If you plant trees the wrong way, it's going to come crashing down. Tavcha is Shechita is an Avela. Umna is a Mekas Dam also. The one mistake, the guy's dead. And with Seifer Masa, also a Seifer, you mess up that Seifer, you can't use that cloth again. That's over. Akapadim. At least these things, these mistakes are mistakes. Tosfos Rei speaks what's the exact mistake of Shasla, Ayin Chum, Akapanim. Yeah. Exactly what's exactly the mistake about our trees. Tosfos asked the Kasha, but we can't learn all the Tosfos. Talk tomorrow about it. Om Rav Huna. So now I want to go back to what the Mishnah is all about opening other businesses in places where people don't want it. Om Rav Huna. Hi Bar Mavoya. There's a guy from the Mavi, the Uki Rechaya. He put up a rechayim, a millstone, and he's grinding stuff for people. Not everyone had a millstone. So everyone used to bring their wheat to get ground, to grind it up. And this guy is making a good business. And another bar mavoi, a mavoi is like a cul-de-sac. It's like a block where there's chatzeres and houses. Svasi bar mavoi, chavre, his other friend comes. Oh, he also opens a millstone business, the grinding business. The loch is dino dem akavala. He says, Hezachain, I know this is your mavi also, but I am here first. You cannot open the same business in the same mavi. You are taken away from my business, from my livelihood. And it's a shayla in the Rishonim, is it a vart of oni mehapech becharora, or it's a vart of yared lom nasai? But, Sagas Gavul, that's not what it's taught them. Sagas Gavul means that you're taking away someone's property. You call it Sagas Gavul, but the two tzadim in halacha is either onim hapach b'charara or that yoyred lo umnasai. Those are two tzadim here. Either you're taking away my umnis or go open somewhere else. Onim hapach b'charara means like, why are you coming to buy the thing that I want to buy? Buy something else. Don't do the same umnis in the same place as me. Go somewhere else. So that's the halacha is the ma'aser of Huna holds. You cannot come and open a store in the same block as me, even though you have a shush to be there. So we'll see. It's a big machlokes, all different details. Let's see. Hopefully, we'll get there. Finish Amud. Let me bring a raya to Rav Huna. It says, "Marchikim etzudas hadag min hadag kavlo reach hadag." Someone has a big net set up and he's catching fish. You don't open a net in the same place. You have to go far away. Kamaloi reaches hadag. How far a dag runs? Vekama. Om Rav Huna ad parsa. You have to go away a parsa. A parasa is 4 mil, so, and that's a lot. That's pretty far away. If you figure out 4 mil, it's 8,000 amos, which is around 15,000 feet. So we're talking about, you know, or close to 3 miles away. Omar Rabba Barav Huna ad parasa. That's how far you have to go. So what do you see? We see a riot Rav Huna, that you can't be pasak l'chiyusa. You can't have, like you're saying, asagos vul, call it whatever you want. You can't, you see a riot from here, you can't stop the guy's business. And fit the Gemara, shani dogim, the yav is sirus. It's not a dimin. By dogim, once I set up a net, and I put traps in there and food in there, every single fish is coming here. So it's kilo, it's mine already. Mashainke, when it comes to opening a store, just because I open a store in my mother, it doesn't mean every customer is coming to me. It's very possible some customers will go somewhere else. So it's not a vada that every customer belonged to me. Maybe those customers would have belonged to you anyway. So therefore, it's not a much of a vada, it's not a riot. Who knows a bigger chiddush? Because this is by a dog, this is clearly coming to me, because the fish don't have a bechira. They come wherever, they already set up where the food is. Mashainke, when it comes to stores, even if you open a store here, it doesn't mean everyone's coming to your store. It's very possible someone's going to the Mavi 4 blocks away. They're not coming down for your Mavi. So here, that's not Shatayna. And so store Rav Huna is a bigger chiddush than this price. Only if you know Rav, lame Rav Huna, Damok Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Huna is like Rav Yehuda Shita. The Tar Huda, I merit, in Sakhs Mamatsiya, this is. Leichalik Chemini Kloyos, Vegoiz Matanakis. A chemini is not allowed to give out nuts, candy, no, nuts or nuts to Tanakis in order to get, this is where he gets the parents to come here because the kids want to have candy and they all come here. Yeah, free things, you're not allowed to do that. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says, no, Matir. Rav Huna says, Mutter. So it sounds like Rav Huna is like Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda. So come on, feel time Rav Banan. The reason Rav Banan argued is like this. At Kalei Pligu Rav Banan Leah, Rav Yehuda, the Hassan, Rav Amalei, Ana, Kama Fignam Guzi. The guy can say that you know, I'm giving out nuts. I'm Pagi Shvisky. You give out, you know, you have a time on me, I'm giving out nuts. You give out Shvisky. What's Shvisky? So here, Rashi says it means Shkedim, means almonds. Rashi in Bar Matzia learns it's prunes. So, you know, I don't know what's better. But like upon him, he says there that you, I'm giving out one thing, you give out the other thing. Here's no choice. You're opening another store. What kind of tie? You're stopping my livelihood. So far we have this Rav Huna Shita that holds. You cannot, even though they both live here, I cannot open a store if you have a store already. It says in the Braisa, you're allowed to open a store next door to the store of your friend. You're allowed to open a bathhouse next to the bathhouse of your friend. He cannot be moicha. He cannot abstain. He can't stop you from doing that. You're doing when your place, I'm doing my place. I'm allowed to do whatever I want in my place. You can't tell me what to do in my place. So it's a kasha Rav Huna. So Mar says, Tanoi, it's a place Tanoim Taka. Tell him to the Braisa. Koifin b'nei mavoyz ze eze shol hoishiv b'neihem loy chayit loy borsiki. So it means like this. Mom mavoy could say that you on the other mavoy can't put into my mavoy loy chayit loy borsiki. You can't open a tannery or a tailor shop loy mlam tanaikis, not a cheder loy echa b'nei bali amunis. You can't open any umnis. You come into my mavoy, you open another umnis. But v'lishchena in a kafo. The first sheet is not like Rav Huna, it's a Tanakama, and it's actually how we pass the stickle, that the Shechina, you can't stop me. If I live in this Mavui, and I want to open a store, you can't stop me. I live here also, it's my thing. Rav Shimmel, says that Af L'Shechina Kaifeil. Also, the Shechina, you could be Kaifeil. Rav Huna holds like a Shimmel Gamil. Forget about what I say, how we pass him, because there's a Ramah, a Machavid there, we're not going to get into Psak Alach, we're getting into what the Agamara says first. The Gemara says clearly here that the Rav Huna is like Rav Shimon Gamil, not the Chum. Chum say that it depends. If you're from a different Mavi, you come into my Mavi, that's not Pesach Shaloi. It's not yours. This is my place, not your place. Masha'inkein, a neighbor could do it. Shimon says, no, even a neighbor in the same Mavi, can, once you open, I can't open it. Like Rav Huna. That's what Shimon Gamil says. And the Gemara has more qualifications. Om Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. It's not the same Rav Huna, it's different Huna. Om Rav Yeshua. Pshita Li. And we're explaining here the Rabbanon Shita. Pshita li, bar masa, a bar masa, achritzi masa makiv. That's for sure that coming from a different city, everyone agrees I could stop you. You come from a different city, you have no right to own a business in my city, it's my city. Vishayich bekargo dahacha, loy matzi makiv. And if you are paying taxes, then I can't be makiv. Bar, because then you consider a bnei masa. Bar Mavoya didn't have Shay, Lemoitz Makiv. Or Bar Mavoya on a different Bar Mavoya of his Ummah, it can't be Makiv. This is not like Rav Huna. We're going like the Chachamim, not like Shimon Gamil. We're going that a Bar Mavoya on a different Bar cannot be Makiv. What's the Shiloh? Boyer Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua. Bar Mavoya are Bar Mavoya Achrini Mai. So the Shiloh is, if I could be Ma'akiv on a different Bar Mavoy, is he considered a Shachin? Or maybe a Shachin is, what's called a Shachin? Dafka from your Mavoy? Or even from your city? Are you going to ask me, in the ratio of the Braisa, which is Chacham, and says, Bnei Mavoyis are Ma'akiv Zeh Zeh? So isn't it a furish that different Mavoy can't? So the answer is that the ratio is talking about a case where someone pays taxes, but he doesn't actually live in the other mavoy. He doesn't actually live in the other mavoy. He pays taxes in the city. So then, the bar mavoy could say, you can't come into my mavoy. But he go into the shuk of the city, but not into my bar mavoy. That's the ratio means. Bar mavoy and someone else means, if you look at the bottom taisus, the shayach mekarga dehachol imotzim akiv, pirish bnei ir. Abnei mavoy imotzim akiv zekonis mavoyim. The bnei mavoy could be makiv should go into my mavoy. But the question is, what about two mavoyis who both live here, could feel the rabbanon? Is that called a shachin or not? And the Gemara obliges to take on that. I'm going to take. Rav Yosef, umoyde Rav Huna was so makvar anchias, but mikri died the kilometz makiv. Even him, he's maskim that you can't stop another chedav opening. Why? Because it's always good for business. Dom Amar, we can skip the parentheses. Dom Amar, kina soifrim tar b'chachma. That kinnah serve tar b'chachma, that extra competition always helps the chedarim, and therefore even Rav Huna holds they can't be possible chiyusi. So then you could open another cheder. And again, when it comes to halacha lemaisa, halachas are very complicated. But kipshutoi, if you hold not like Rav Huna, then if you live in the city and you live in the city, you can really open up another store in that city, because that's not a problem as long as you have a shush to be here. Pashtus, that'll be. I can't go into the guys. I can't go to the guy's neighbor. If not from the neighbor, it could be I can't go to the neighbor. It's Mara Shaila. Could I go into his neighbor? That's Mara Shaila, which blives in a teku. But it's a serious Shaila. Every time people want to open stores, you have to ask a Shaila.